in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13, reads like this: God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. Did you know that every temptation, every trial that comes upon you are allowed by God Himself? And He will not allow a temptation, a trial, or any other thing to come upon you that you are not able to bear. He will not allow His creation to be broken down with heavy weights, with a heavy load. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my burdens are light and my yoke is easy." God's burden, the burden that He will allow you to carry, is a light burden. I remember years ago as a lad hearing my parents tell me that if I did a certain thing, that they would make me sorry I was ever born. Well, they never did. I've never been sorry that I was born. I've always enjoyed my time here on this earth. I came into this world kicking and screaming. I may leave this world the same way. I don't want to go. I want to stay until the Lord takes me away. Aren't you waiting for Him to take you away? To take you to be with Him forever? No siree, Bob. I have never wished I was never born. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But this is not the story of many others. There are people today who wish they had never been born. Their days, they say, are vanity, useless, has no meaning. Well, my friend, let me share with you again the story of Job, of a man in the Bible who felt the same as you. He didn't always feel that way. There was a time in his life when he was happy, wealthy. He had everything his hearts could desire. There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. The Bible says that he was so wealthy that he was the greatest of all men of the East. Can't you see him now? A rich man, a big family, children, livestock beyond his needs. Job was a great and wealthy man. The Bible also tells us that he was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and shunned evil. Jesus said that we could not serve mammon and God. Job proves to all of us that a man can serve God with mammon. Jesus wanted us to know that we should not serve mammon, that mammon should serve us, that wealth and great things of the earth should serve us. You can't serve God and mammon, but you can serve God with mammon. You can serve God with wealth. Wealth can be your servant. Wealth can work for you. Jesus says, make friends with mammon. Wealth should be your friend, not your master. Job felt the same way. Listen to Job's response after a servant had come to Job and told him that his livestock had been taken by the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans, and that his servants had been killed, and that the fire from God had burnt up his sheep and consumed the shepherds, and that Job's 10 children were all killed by a storm. What was Job's reply to all of this tragedy? The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, the Bible says, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. His wealth served him. God said this wealthy man shunned evil. But we find also that being wealthy and being perfect and upright before the Lord does not exempt us from tests and trials. Once Job lost all of his wealth and all of his children, he said, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. But wait, there's more, much more. The Bible says that Satan went forth and smote Job with sore boils from the soles of his feet unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself, and he sat down among the ashes. His wife said unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. He was advised by his wife to curse God and die. Job wanted to die. The Bible says he opened his mouth and cursed the day that he was born. He says, let it not be counted unto the days of the year. Why did I not die when I was born? Why did I not give up the ghost out of the belly? For the things which I greatly feared is come upon me. Job says, if my grief and my calamity was weighed in the balances, they would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Oh, that God would grant my request and let me die, even that he would destroy me and cut me off. Job wanted to die. He says, my days are vanity. I'm living a useless, vain life. But friend, this is not the last chapter in Job's life. There are 42 chapters in the story of Job's life. I'd like for you to turn to the last chapter just to see exactly how did everything go with Job. Job retained his integrity. Job did not sin before God, nor did he falsely accuse God. Now let me read the last chapter that's recorded in Job's life. The Bible says that the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. In chapter 42 and verse 16, the Bible says that after this, after losing all of his wealth, after losing his first 10 children, after going through months and months of travail of the soul and body, the Bible says, after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days.
Amazing grace.
I'd like to say to you today who are listening, if the enemy has told you to curse God and die, don't listen to him. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. He will tell you that you have nothing to live for. You'd be better off dead. Your family would be better off if you would just die. Don't listen to him. The devil would tell you that God can no longer use you. You are washed up. It's over. You're finished. Why not go ahead and just end it all right now? My friend, God can give you an expected end. Your latter days can be greater than your beginnings. God can give you more than what you've ever had. God can multiply your ministry more than at the beginning. Your life and your ministry need not be over. Trust God. He can and He will get you through these temptations. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.